Okay, it should be a short meeting. I spoke with Father and Brother and HS. They all extend their love to you as they always do. And I give you my peace. Because I'm driving, I'm going to ask Trisus to read Father's little message to us. Okay, can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
All right. What does that mean?
Don't read that.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Sorry. Father said, time is of the essence. Once again, there has been a global shift in power. Countries are massing armies and plotting, plotting against one another. But you should not fear this. I know the word apocalypse has a frightening connotation to it, but that would be for those who are unprepared. You are not unprepared. I do not want to cause fear in your hearts at any time. I do, however, want to give you pause and awareness. We are all aware of Satan's work. The world is mostly blind to it. As you go throughout your day, you pause at times and evaluate what is happening. Whether it be personally happening to you, a family member, a co-worker, or even a perfect stranger, you are always at a heightened sense of awareness. And that is a good thing. My beloved ones, prepare your hearts for change. Change in this world. Change within the church and change within your own families. I need all of you to prepare your families for the future. No, it's not going to be a total destruction of mankind, and you are the ones left to pick up the pieces. All of you will be used in a soul rescue effort. Sorry, I'm going to rephrase that, soul rescuing effort. You will work in tandem with the church, and I will share more with you as time progresses. Now be strong. It is more important now than ever to make sure that you are attending these monthly meetings. We are asking for 1 hour of your time. Is that too much for you to give to me? My son, Subplanter, has already gone into a long dissertation about this. I have now spared all of you. Ha ha.
I was going to go
into a long Sorry, I read it wrong. Yeah. I was going to go along with, I'm sparing you of that. Ha ha. It is not enough to listen to the recording after the fact. For you see, while you are on the call with my son, I bind your hearts together. I fill you with strength, and I bless you for the future. You will not receive any of this if you do not personally attend the call. All you will receive is the information when you listen to the recording. These recordings are not to take place at the meeting. They are for future reference. That is all. Please, if you have not made a greater effort, please do so. I miss seeing you in the meeting, but my son's heart is incomplete when any of you are missing. I thought that you should know that. Now, take heart, smile, and know your father loves you very much. I will bring all of you through so that on that day we may embrace. We will look into each other's eyes for the first time and truly express our love and hearts to one another.
Does anybody have any questions? Pause for dramatic effect.
No.
Who just joined us, please?
Blazar.
Blazar. Wonderful. Welcome to the meeting.
Thank you.
I wanted to share with you some information from the last service that departed. We had over 1 million realms were liberated this one time because this was actually Blazar's birthday wish to Father. So Father did that just this one time. We're at a point now where every day we liberate 100,000 realms. But this time again, Father opened all the realms so they could hear the chief apostle, his service. I bound all the evil in the realms, and then Alexis coordinated a global bind and sweep across all the congregations in the world on that day. The biggest topic that I want to bring up right now is the American Indians and that they need more prayers from us, and Trisus is now going to elaborate on that.
A short story to get us to where we need to be for the explanation I got from Jesus. I visited a place in Illinois called Star Rock State Park. A lot of folks think it's called that because the Civil War happened and white people killed some Indians, and that's not the case. This has been a battleground for Indians for centuries, and it's called Star Rock because one tribe literally starved out the other tribe. Okay, so through my visits with Jesus, he has brought forth many different wishes and explanations, and made a comment about how I pray for the American Indian. And he was very specific, and he says, I need you to think of it this way, because when you pray for the Indian, I want you to pray for their understanding to increase. Because then I'll explain why. Because you have explained many times how many thousands of years man has been in this country. And now we're telling them that what they did was a sin. They were there before I was born. And now our emissaries go to these realms. They're trusting us to tell them the truth, but they have no concept of what sin is. Because what they were doing was to save their family. What they did was you know, if you could take literally the eye for the eye, they were just surviving. And now all of a sudden, an emissary comes and says, well, what you did was wrong. You have to repent for that. I want you to think of it that way, and I want you to help them by praying that their understanding increases so that the testimony can actually make sense. When we walk into these realms, they don't even understand the concept of sin, much less me as their savior. And it hit me. I had never thought of it that way. We assume that when they go into the realm, there's a different understanding, and there's a compliance, if you will, with where they are. And yet we know that the realm could be exactly where they were on this earth, and these strangers coming into their town or their village or their group are talking strange things. So they understand. It's not a language barrier. It's an understanding of what their heart will understand. That's what Jesus wants us to pray for. So when you pray for the American Indian, pray for the ancient ones that have been here, pray for their understanding to increase. Anybody have any questions on that?
No, thank you for sharing them.
Thank you. I wanted to just touch base with everybody and remind you that when you meditate, if you feel that you're lacking some virtue of some kind, I would ask you to contact one of the archangels. You're going to have Trisus read off their names and what their virtues are, and I'm including it in the notes for today, so if you want to access it on the site, it'll be a little easier to find. So go ahead, Trisus.
Okay. Number one, it's the Archangel Michael. He's the manager of tactical operations. He is the general of God's army.
So if you feel like you want to fight, you don't know how to do that fight, contact Big Michael.
Big Michael. Hang on, I got their goals, and I can take my sunglasses off. Manager of Illumination, a.k.a. Archangel Jophiel. He is the angel of light and wisdom. The next one is Manager of Love, a.k.a. Archangel Chemuel. He is the angel of compassion. The next is Manager of Hope, a.k.a. Archangel Gabriel. And we all know Gabriel is the messenger of God. Five, Manager of Truth, a.k.a. Archangel Raphael, angel of healing. The Manager of Ministration, a.k.a. Archangel Uriel, the angel of peace, bearer of the flaming sword. Manager of Invocation, the Archangel Zadkiel, 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 angel of supplication and mercy. Manager of Patience, my favorite, the Archangel Joliel. Joliel is the angel of long suffering and peace and patience.
Brilliant. You need to share him with everybody else.
He's awesome. Here's a personal referral.
Okay. Number nine is the manager of strength.
Archangel Derifield, an angel of strength and perseverance. The last is the manager of knowledge, Archangel Shaluel. Sorry, C-H-A-E-L-U-E-L, angel of knowledge and understanding.
Okay. Tranquility, can you give us an update on Tom?
Sure. Baby steps. But we're moving forward. Still has a lot of pain from his accident. And he was at the clinic on Wednesday. And they're going to reassess him next Wednesday. So we could still use all of your friends for sure. But now that I'm... now that I'm not working right now, I'm able to go to service on Wednesday night, and I've been doing with Tom when he's with me, and he is sitting in the mother's room, and leaves right after the brief is gone, and that he's coming to church, which is awesome.
Wonderful. And he's getting communion regularly?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sure. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add to the meeting? Any questions, concerns, fun facts, fun experiences?
I have a question. this is Lightheart.
Okay.
When we spend time with the Archangel, to help strengthen and give us confidence.
Excuse me just a minute, please. Is somebody listening in on the computer? Because we're getting a lot of bounce back and feedback.
Well, thanks, Phil.
Okay. It's just...
It could be my phone because I had the volume up too loud, so it might be bouncing back through my microphone. I just turned it down.
Okay. That's better.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, can our spouses spend time with them also?
Can you say that again?
Can our spouses also spend time with them?
They sure can.
Okay.
And if anybody wanted to, how do we do this? If your spouse is interested in spending time with your archangels, then what you may want to do is include them in your meditation session with them, because if they're not going to be able to maybe hear or understand what they're saying to them, maybe you can, in tandem, be a part of that. Or if you're going to give your spouse a healing at some point, you can spend a little extra time telling them that this archangel is here right now, this is what they're saying, here's what they're going to do for you. Whatever is comfortable for you guys, I think that's a great idea. Because, and that also goes in tandem with what Father said, that we need to prepare our families for what's coming down the pipeline. Good point. Thank you. Yeah. Trisus has something he'd like to share.
So my job has been very stressful, and it's been a client-facing position, and I've been begging to our Father and to Jesus every time, please help me get something that's not so stressful. I like the work, but I can't handle the stress physically. It's just too much, and he kept telling me, wait, keep your mouth shut and wait. You all know me. It's difficult for me to keep my mouth shut. I have even been told by Jesus to say, you're going to destroy my Father's plan if you continue. So I basically have been waiting, and every plea was met with the answer, June. Wait till June. July 3rd, I get an urgent in-house message from my boss that she needs to talk to me immediately. I'm in a training session with 30 people. I have to bow out. I connect with her. I call her. I go, what is going on? She's like, look, we've had a reorganization, and my heart sank. Because you all know what reorganization means, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, we're moving you out of our group. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't be unemployed. Is this, you know, what's going on? And she says, then we're moving you to a job. You'll be doing similar work, but you won't be talking on the phone anymore. You won't have to deal with clients. You just do research.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So on top of everything, apparently with ADP moving the different responsibilities around, all of my coworkers I've been with through the year are getting a pay decrease.
Oh.
They're decreasing their pay, and I get to keep my pay.
Yay.
I get to keep my pay grade.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So the ironic thing for me is that I look for positions because I figured the Lord's not going to help me, right? I have to find positions. This wasn't even listed. This was a meeting with somebody, and my name came up, and they said it'd be perfect. I talked to my new boss. She says, we have every confidence, blah, blah, blah. She's going to hit the ground running. We're so excited. So I teased, of course, Father, that it was July 3rd, not June 30th, but, you know, but keep the faith. Not that we have to have proof, of course, but he said, June, I've got a new position. They're opting for me to work from home. So, you know, God bless me, and this is all great. I appreciate everyone's prayers for that.
That's awesome.
You're welcome. Because I, too, was pleading with Father, because crisis has been such a pill lately. Due to my own unemployment, we spent a lot of time together now at home. So for me, I had a phone interview yesterday with a company. She up front said to me, I'm $15,000 away from what you currently are at, but I'll go to my boss and see if they're willing to increase that salary for you, and then I will let you know if I am completely wasting your time or not within a week. I said, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And when I met with Father, he kept saying to me, I'm trying to find you the right job. It's just not quite available yet, so you just need to be patient. And I love that word and the entire process of that, so I am good. I've accepted the fact that he's giving me the entire summer off and that he will give me the means to pay all the debt that I'm incurring during this time. I have that kind of faith. I also had a conversation with him today, and I said, actually, he and I went for a walk a couple days ago, and he said to me, do you understand now the process I put you through? And I said, I do now. And he said, because, he said, without a doubt now, you completely accept that you are my son. You have no fear of the future. You're confident in everything. And I said, yes. And when he talked with him today, I said, just so you know, I give you my complete free will, and I'm not afraid anymore of saying that to you. And he went, I know that, boy. He goes, because you're confident in who you are. I said, exactly. I said, also, I'm willing to do whatever you ask of me and whatever you tell me. And someday, I'll actually not argue with you before I actually do that. But that's not happening right now, just so you know. And he actually left. So our team is moving forward. Father's very proud of all of you, too. He did not say that in his little message to you. We speak often of all of you when he and I meet, and I meet with him every couple days now because I have that kind of free time. So does anybody have any other questions, concerns, needs? Our next meeting is going to be Sunday, August 17th at 4 p.m. I'm going to be sending out reminders 2 weeks before the meeting, and then I will send a reminder out the day of the meeting so everybody is aware of it. I appreciate all you making the effort and participating. If there isn't anything else, then I will pray with you. I will keep my eyes open while I'm praying so we don't crash. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. We're all kind of breaking abruptly. I don't want any angels yelling while I'm praying. So. Okay. Here we go. Kind, loving Father, we all come before you and we bow. We give our thanks to you and our praise. And all glory is to you and all honor. And a very big thank you for taking the time to speak with us
to share with us your concern, to show us that you are always with us, that you're guiding us, that we have no reason to fear anything. And today you even included our family members with your concerns for the future. And we are overwhelmed that you would take the time out to share these things with us. It is a very special moment for us. We can come before you and we can meet as a team. Myself personally, there's a great joy because we are always still learning. We're always growing together. There are so many wonderful and fascinating things that happen to each and every one of us. And it's nice when we can share little things that happen because then they give us an insight to the other person's heart, to each other's faith, to the love that we share, and that's what binds us together. See the heart of my teammates that are here now in this conference call. All of them have concerns, Father, for themselves, but the concerns that we have are actually greater for our loved ones than they are for ourselves, and I can feel that. So I bring every single person's family member and their extended family members' concerns before you, that you will somehow, and I know you will, prepare the way for when the announcement comes as to who we really are, that they will already think to themselves, well, now it all makes sense. Now I can see why. Now I know why they were trying to help me. Now I understand who they really are. But there is no fear, that we don't have to have a concern that one of our family members is going to walk away from us or abandon us in some way. But you, Father, will prepare the hearts of everyone that is around us that we love and care for, that you will help them to understand who we are even now. We pray for the leaders of our church. The Apostle Olaf is actually going to be in our congregation on Sunday. We will not be there. But we connect our hearts with our leaders, our chief apostle, all the way down the line. We pray for those who were not able to make the call today, that they are connected as well. But even though they were not able, Father, to make the call this time, you will please extend to them the strength that you promised us, the binding of our hearts, and the blessing for the future. It is important that all of us receive that. We do not take anything for granted. We appreciate each other. We pray, Father, for your blessing over all of us and any other personal concern or matter that anyone has with their heart right now, or anything that they've actually brought to you in this past week. I now raise that to your attention, and on their behalf, I petition that you will please grant the answer when the time is right. Thank you for everything. If there's something I've forgotten, please cover it. And as always, Father, according to your will, we serve you and know how much we love you. Amen.
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 Thank you for calling in. I wish you all a blessed weekend.